This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Feel naked without the music. Can you hear the music?
Not.
You don't hear the music, so it's not just me.
No.
I thought I was going. Oh, there's the music. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
There's John. Man.
It's not 2018 without, you know, the start of a brand new year. And we didn't get. No, you can keep the music going there, Scott. There's no reason to get rid of the music. We love the music. Make the music louder, would you please? Yeah, let's. Just so we can start like we're supposed to start. Bring it up. Louder, louder, louder. Now we're going. Thank you very much. Yes. Waiting on the world to change. We're waiting for Manny to get unstuck from traffic. Yeah. Manny's stuck in traffic today. He started his 2018 stuck in traffic. Not fun. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, are you there?
I am.
Oh, good. I thought we were going to have to wait on Todd to hear Todd, but now we can hear Todd. Hi, Todd. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
There we go, folks. We're going to get right to it, ladies and gentlemen, on What's Fun in Your Mind. We have a busy program. First of all, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you. Glad to have you aboard. We are very excited about a brand new year here. And I see a text I got from a listener is still lingering from Friday's program, and that's when we do Frank Friday Talks. He said, frankly, this is just the best radio station. I feel lost when you guys have guest takeover for your well-deserved time off. My resolution will be to make that first phone call instead of texting, but it'll probably get broken. Happy New Year. Of all the New Year's resolutions you can have, that's the best one, isn't it, Todd? I don't think anyone's better than that, right there.
I'm loving it.
Because as much as Todd and I love the text, we love your calls that much better.
Well, yeah. So
we get to know you a little better.
No way, Scott might be making all this stuff up. I mean, or me, for that matter. I mean,
do I intimidate callers, Todd? Am I rude to callers?
I think part of it is the fact that we've just become this society where we just did, let's just bang out a text quick and then move on. And, you know, to make a voice call is to make more of an investment, and
okay,
people are busy and stuff. But
can we fight against that culture right here on What's on Your Mind then?
Totally agree.
And make this a place where we return to actually having real conversations. And, you know, I'm with Todd. I think that's the reason. It's sort of just the culture. It's quick, easy, boom, bang, gone, and whatever. But it's not a conversation. And I promise.
It's certainly nowhere near as entertaining or engaging as.
Right.
If it's just me and Scott reading our little pieces of plastic here, it's going to get boring after a while.
If I have given you a reason to not call in the past, my apologies. New Year's pledge for me. It's just not going to give you any reason not to want to call. Have a conversation with Todd and I, okay? That's my promise. So here's what we have for guests today. Busy program. John Gottfried will be here at the bottom of the hour, North Dakota's insurance commissioner. What's going to happen with Obamacare in 2018? What's going to happen with your health care insurance in 2018? We're asking him. John Hoeven, the good senator from the great state of North Dakota, will be here. Bottom of next hour, we'll talk with him about what you want to have happen in the U.S. Senate in 2018. And you can call him. Lay it on. All right? So we have that. We also have kind of a fun guest today, a little different, but Shane Molander is going to be here. Shane is the deputy state archivist for the North Dakota State Historical Society. Did you see this? They found a diary of Custer's, some diary that they didn't know existed before. So I'm dying to know more about that. And on our list of places to visit in 2018, the State Historical Society should be there for you as well. Let's go to North Fargo. Tom wants to weigh in right away out of the start of the program. This is beautiful. Let's get right to it. Let's start 2018 right by picking up the phone. Telephone number 800-228-0550. Tom, hello.
Good morning, Scott. Actually, West Fargo, but that's okay. It's all the same. The valley is all the same.
Tom and West Fargo.
Just, can I just put my two cents in on Enbridge? I am I'm a former landowner in Minnesota, and they went about a half a mile across our land, and they had about five, six pipes in, and five or six lines, rather. You know, this Line 3 thing, they have been working on this since the last major project that they put in. That was 2010. And this line has been leaking since then. And I'm in support. I'm in support of Enbridge. But one of their biggest problems is the environmental regulations. This is one of the things that it would be really nice to see our Republican-led Congress change, is to simplify the all these regulations.
Simplify all what regulations? On what it takes to actually site these and build these, you mean?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, it just seems like any group can come out and oppose these. Unfortunately, the group drives there usually with a gas-powered vehicle, and they benefit from the pipeline. But I guess it would be just really nice if they could simplify this. You know, they wait long time. This project was supposed to have been completed by now, and now it just keeps being pushed off farther and farther and farther. And there are a lot of landowners over there that their fields are dug up every year. So this interrupts either hay production or crop production, and it just needs to get approved so that they can get on, everybody can get on with their lives.
Yeah. The process in Minnesota, first of all, for folks that are not familiar, the line he's talking about is the Line 3. It's a replacement. It's called the Line 3 pipeline. All these have different names, but this one is called Line 3. It's in existence. It's been around since 1968. It goes from Edmonton, Alberta, yep, to Superior, Wisconsin. Okay, and Minnesota has proven the most difficult to get a replacement pipeline approved. Now, they've been transparent with this. They come out and say, "Hey, it's been around since 1968. It's a lot of service calls on this thing. It is an old pipeline. We want to replace it and make it safer." Well, of course, if you are in the no DAPL, no pipeline, never kind of way of thinking, this insane keep it in the ground reality, alternative universe that you live in, then you don't like the idea of a pipeline being replaced. You want it just ended. You want to just blow it up. You want to rip it up and throw it into, you know, a garbage heap somewhere. And so all these opposition, environmental folks have succeeded in really slowing down the process in Minnesota. Mark Dayton, the Democratic governor of Minnesota, is an extreme environmentalist. He has stacked the Public Utilities Commission in Minnesota with all of his appointees who are, they're like no DAPL types. They're probably the people that repel the U.S. Bank Stadium to try and, release the no DAPL, a banner. This is the kind of people that we're talking about here, okay? And so they have they've succeeded in Minnesota. They really have. Now, I think they're making some progress from what we understand. Our conversation with the Enbridge official now tells us that second quarter of 2018, they're going to be done with all the regulatory stuff, but it takes way too long. So I think your point is, Tom, Line 3 or any pipeline, the whole approval process needs reform because this is ridiculous. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely right, Scott. That's absolutely right.
Have some certainty there.
I just wanted to bring out my two cents and in support of Enbridge and all the jobs and all the everything. But yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, good point. You know how much this replacement pipeline will cost in total?
Well, I heard her say was like $6.5 billion.
$6.5 billion, 2.9 of that in Minnesota.
And that was just about the same cost as the last line they put in about 2010, I think, cost right around $8 billion. So this is it's a major job when they do this.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Scott.
and agree with you. Every state does it different. You know, there's a lot of bureaucracy there to maneuver. It's, you know, the environmental impacts and all the safety things, they need to be addressed. But when the system is used just to slow these down for the sake of slowing them down, it's bad news. There's a big political story happening today we could talk about as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer on this program has talked about it previously, but today is the day that he will meet along with his wife, Chris, and his son, Abel, is even along, which I think is fantastic, in the Oval Office of the White House with Donald Trump today, happening this afternoon. Why do you think that's happening? What possibly could that the subject of that meeting be? Todd, if you were a fly on the wall, what do you think you would hear in that meeting? We can address that when we come back. And more of your calls, questions, and comments. If you want to opt out of the 2018 New Year's resolution, you can text too, but we prefer your calls. 258-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Happy New Year, friends!
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2018 auctions include 560 acres of cropland in Stutsman County, 880 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in McLean County near Butte, North Dakota, and 3,000 acres of irrigated and non-irrigated land in Dickey and Sargent Counties near Oaks and Crete, North Dakota. All of these auctions are in January 2018. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, and look for the duck.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 won the 2016 Watkins Wellness Award. They're champions in my book, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 will take care of you.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry.
You too can score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot Spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
You can have what Carson has. A Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub, the best.
Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for the duck.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Started is the 2018 stuck in traffic. Was it like epic or car accident caused this?
Two crashes on 35W coming down into Burnsville.
So. Is that right? Wow.
Yeah, wasn't fun.
No, not good at all. Great way to start your new year, right?
Always the best way to start it, right?
Why should 2018 be any different, right?
I have a solution for you, Manny. You ready?
Well, yeah.
Four words. Move to North Dakota.
There you go.
This is a solution for everything. Move to North Dakota.
The thing of it is, it'll take me longer to get here to the studio if I'd like move to North
Dakota. No, if you move to North Dakota, we don't need that studio. Just do it
all
here.
Just move Master Control. Exactly right.
Right. Exactly.
Manny World. It'll put you in the middle of a bunch of satellites and
home of a championship college football team.
My Pillow is one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind, as you know. And if you haven't done it yet, 2018 be the perfect time to get a better night's sleep. I love hearing the stories about My Pillow. I got several over the weekend, literally from listeners, who said, Happy New Year, and by the way, thanks for telling me about My Pillow. I kid you not. This doesn't happen about a lot of products, but it does with our products, the ones we sell, ones we talk about right here. The buy one, get one, give one is still going. You buy one, you get one, and they're going to give one on your behalf to someone in need. That's how great Michael Lindell is. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Let's go up to Minot, find out what's on Craig's mind. Craig, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm better now that you called. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, I was just, I called in just to, it just struck me really funny this weekend when I was listening to Meet the Depressed. I listened to them not for information, but for, entertainment. And, you know, they had the round table discussion going on of who's going to be the next, presidential candidate for the Democrats or Republicans. They're going through all these lists. And at the end, it says Chuck Todd looked at the round table and said, you know, I hope they get someone good so we can fully get behind him or them. And I thought, if people are listening, that should tell people exactly the mindset of the large percentage of our media. Well, what are your thoughts?
That's a very good point. And, you know, that's the reason I actually watch the Sunday shows and listen very closely to every word. And Nolan here prints the transcripts out for me so I can go back, find my little nugget moments. The very same thing I had the worst cold all weekend long, so I didn't watch many of the Sunday shows. Watched a little of Fox News Sunday, and my wife started working on some wonderful pot roast for the New Year's Eve celebration. But when you're under the weather, smelling anything makes you about crazy, so I immediately vacated the kitchen and stopped watching. But Craig, that's a story you really didn't need. Anyway, the point is this. You're exactly right. There's a revealing moment. That's why those shows are great, because you get the little nugget. And there is a member of the media saying, boy, I hope somebody runs that we can really get behind. What he would say is he meant the country could really get behind, but we know what he means. He means, like Obama with the tingle down the leg. Right? He makes one of their candidates, the mainstream media candidates.
Exactly. And if, you know, and I just get a kick out of listening to people and just if they, you know, and a person really has to pay attention to catch that kind of stuff. Because if you're just listening, like you said, you would think, oh, he means the country. No, he means exactly what he said.
He means exactly what he said. No doubt about it. That's, again, a little truth serum. They get in that setting and they kind of going back and forth trying to one-up each other and they come up with that stuff. But see, this, in my mind, is job security for Donald Trump. The mainstream media has less credibility every day because of comments like that.
So, and yeah, you know what? I travel around, Scott, and I'm hearing from people that would really surprise me of they're starting to say, wait a minute, maybe what a good portion of the media says, we should believe the exact opposite.
Well, that's not too far fetched at all. That's not too far fetched.
Yeah. Well, and they, everybody says Donald should quit tweeting. I think, you know, I don't always agree with his vocabulary or his antics. I don't know if antics is the right word or just, you know, the.
Well, I always say to people who are confused by this, and I love this conversation because if you would go down to the Minot Country Club and just have a conversation with, 15, 20 business leaders there that would consider themselves conservative Republican, I bet, Craig, three quarters of them would tell you, oh, you should stay off Twitter. Okay, they'd be this all expert. First of all, they have no clue as to how Donald Trump connects with real people. It's not at country clubs, number one. So if he wanted to connect with people at country clubs, sure, he should just go to the country club and not tweet, right? But what they ought to be concerned about at the country club is $20 trillion in debt. And how Donald Trump takes on the swamp and the status quo is by getting real people behind him and bypassing the mainstream media. And how does he do that? With Twitter. Okay?
Yeah.
So now, could he do, could he be a little less brash is the word I would use on Twitter? You bet. But he is a brash guy. He's a New York City developer. He's a real estate guy. Donald Trump succeeded in the most difficult place to succeed in real estate on the planet Earth, New York City. And he did it against the big of the big. So Donald Trump's big, but he's small in the New York City real estate world. Does that make sense, Craig?
Yeah, and, you know, you hit on something in your conversation there that the media also focused on how this great new tax proposal is going to add $1 trillion worth of debt. Well, I think it's been pointed out many times, but they brush over it is, what was it, $8 or $9 trillion over 8 years in the Obama administration that was added to it, and not a word about that?
No, yeah, you know, of course.
It's just,
of course.
You know, and then it just, it used to drive me nuts. Now I kind of get a chuckle out of it because I see the worm is turning.
It is a little. There's no doubt about it. Plus, anybody that, you know, has concerns about the brashness on Twitter, ask them what's more important to them, a bigger concern to them. The brashness on Twitter, the sort of, I wish you would be a little nicer, or $20 trillion in debt. Is there anything nice about $20 trillion in debt?
I look at my grandkids and I give them probably a bigger hug when I see them because I know what they're going to be up against.
Precisely right. This is the guy that's on the wall fighting for us on that front. Because, you know, robust economic growth, taking on these dumb trade deals that have put us in $20 trillion in debt is exactly fighting for those grandkids you're giving a hug to. I couldn't agree anymore. It's the one guy that actually, thank you, is listening and going out there and doing it. This is what the ruling class, the swamp class, do not get. And I think it's why real people have connected with Donald Trump. And as long as he continues to do what he says he was going to do and fight for them, I think he's going to be there as long as he wants to be. It's going to be fun to watch.
And, you know, as far as him being a real estate mogul in New York, when I was watching the primaries, I thought, you know, if I'm in an alley street fight, I want him looking at my back because he can.
Yeah, amen. We got to go, Craig, but I appreciate your comments a bunch. Going to get CJ in here from Dak Diesel plus John Godfrey talking health insurance. Stay tuned.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. Women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20.
Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
I'm a little confused as to the Christmas flavor of this particular music.
It's January 2nd.
Yeah, I know. I said the 2nd.
You still going to play Christmas?
We made the promise right here on the program.
Why? Now, that said, you know, you should be able to play Let It Snow, Let It Snow, and Winter Wonderland. Those are not Christmas songs, but people will still give you a funny look like, wait a minute, it's past Christmas.
Todd doesn't know much about the 12 days of Christmas, does he? What do you think the 12 days
of Christmas? Oh, I'm well aware of the 12 days of Christmas. You want to play that song, that's fine, but, you know.
No. When does the 12 days of Christmas end?
The 12th day after Christmas.
January 6th. See, so we said we were going to play Christmas music through January 6th, so that was, you might have missed that day. I'm sorry. Anyway, I didn't think that was a Christmas song. It could have been. There could have been a Christmas theme embedded in there somewhere. CJ, save me from this. Dak Deasons.
Yeah, really. Save us all, please.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I don't know if I could save anybody from that. I might say something else that nobody would agree with anyway.
There you go. That's the nature of talk radio. We're all here to say things people don't agree with. So they call us and tell us different, you know, through on the radio. I do know this, though. We're all about Dak Diesel and all the good work you do for your clients. What do your clients say about you?
Well, you know, one of the things is, you know, they said, you know, when they come down here, they said, we literally don't have to worry about coming back. You know, every once in a while, you know, of course, you know, we're only human, you know, down here. But it's one of these things that, you know, if you do a job right the first time, not only are you going to keep that person happy, but he's not going to, you know, basically talk bad about you. And that's the one thing they say is, we don't have to talk bad about you, or we don't want to talk bad about you. You know, we want to not only send our friends and family there, but we want to keep you happy. So when we come back, you're more than happy to work on our stuff again. So
that speaks volumes right there, folks. It does. And CJ works himself out of a lot of work because he sends those semi-trucks and pickup trucks and tractors out the door with a long-lasting repair and maintenance services that will keep the vehicle running smoothly for a lot of years. So call for an appointment. Get her done. 701-258-5011. 258-5011 or online at DakDiesel.com. Happy New Year, CJ.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you too, Scott and Todd. So you guys have a great day, and I guess I'll talk to you on Wednesday.
That sounds good. That's CJ from Dak Diesel. John Godfrey, he's North Dakota's insurance commissioner, joins us on our newsmaker line here today. John, how are you, sir?
Very good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. If you do have any questions for John, they're welcome always. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number here today. 701-258-0550. You can also text us Although we're discouraging that today. We're encouraging calls. That's our 2018 resolution. You're going to call instead of text. Or at least call, you know, twice for every one text or something like that. But you can text. Todd at 226-8503. 367-2054 for me. Either one of us. Go ahead. So what will 2018 bring on the health care insurance front, given all the tumult, thankfully, with Obamacare, sir?
Well, hopefully some health care reform. And, you know, the Congress got that tax bill done at the end of the year and kind of opening, hopefully opening the or paving the way for some significant health care reform as we get back to work here in the next couple of weeks. So that's what I'm looking for anyway, is finally getting some meaningful health care reform done, and we can all move forward.
So if you had a North Dakota Insurance Commissioner magic wand there in your office, what would that health care reform look like? What do we need?
Well, to me, what it looked like is turning a lot of this power back over to the states and allowing us to regulate our health insurance markets. We do it for every other line of insurance. We do it for, you know, property and casualty, your life insurances and things like that. It's no coincidence, Scott, that the areas that we have issues, whether it be health insurance or flood insurance, are the two areas that are kind of the federally mandated, federally controlled lines of insurance. That's not a coincidence, in my opinion. You know, we were founded to be incubators of democracy, these states were, and so by turning some of this power back over to the states and allowing us to define what our markets look like and be able to, frankly, help our citizens, I think we can do a much better job. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the option to, again, have this control turned back to the states, because prior to the ACA, North Dakota's marketplace wasn't broken. Coming into this next year, we're seeing some real signs of strain, especially on our individual marketplace across the country, not only here in North Dakota, but across the country. So the reality is, I'm not sure what 2019 will hold for an individual marketplace. We've got one for 2018, and those are pretty well set, and we're pretty well moving forward. But Congress has got to get something done in 2018 to allow states to be able to fix this problem. And I think states are able to do it. I know we are ready to do it here in North Dakota. Unfortunately, we just got to get that blessing from Congress.
So do you think there's any shot that, I mean, Congress would give up the ghost in this, and that the federal grips on health care somehow could be broken? Is that doable at all?
I really like that the Graham-Cassidy legislation that was being kicked around towards the end of the health care discussion, I guess.
Explain what that was. I just remember that as some sort of bipartisan compromise. What was
it? Yeah, it ended up being kind of a block grant to states and allow states to be able to take the money that they were previously getting under the ACA and define their own marketplace. It released some of the strings and would allow states to, again, utilize that money in the ways we see fit and design marketplaces that work for our citizens. I think that's a great first step. And I think that's where the discussion will begin, the kind of starting with that Graham-Cassidy legislation moving forward and seeing what can come out of that. So I think there is some opportunity there to, at the very least, release some of the regulation, release some of the burdens that are being put on by the federal government. And allow states some more innovation, some more flexibility to be able to design these plans and design these marketplaces, again, for what works for our citizens. Our population in North Dakota, Scott, is much different than the population in Alabama or New York or California or even South Dakota. And so we need to be able to have the ability to pull some levers that we can pull that would address needs for our citizens. And when you kind of have that one-size-fits-all of the ACA and trying to fit, you know, square pegs into round holes, you end up with a collapsing market, and that's exactly what we got.
We're going to chat with Senator John Hoeven in about an hour, and we'll ask him about, you know, Graham-Cassidy, where that's at, because I'd heard some talk of that being brought back up as well. There's also talk of entitlement reform being something that Speaker Ryan is talking about doing, and President Trump, White House officials, are talking about doing as well. That would obviously include Medicare and Medicaid. What do you envision in the way of what they call entitlement reform and its impacts on Medicare and Medicaid?
Well, I don't administer Medicaid in our state, so that'd be best left to DHS. But what I can tell you is, I do believe that we can find efficiencies here in North Dakota. You know, I think we can find efficiencies in how we deliver these programs, and deliver them in a way that is, one, innovative and serves our citizens and drives home the care that they need at a lower cost. I think we can do that. And I think we've got a governor right now that's that's all about that and willing to embrace those types of changes. And I think we've got an opportunity here in North Dakota. You know, we're a moderately sized city with really long streets. We're ripe for things like pilot projects. We're ripe for things, being able to take, some of these things over and say, we can deliver this to 700,000 people. Let us try it out. Let us see if we can get it to work. And then we can be a model for the rest of the country. We did that somewhat with our energy industry. I think we can do it for other areas too. I mean, there's a lot of benefits in being small. There's a lot of benefits in being able to be nimble. And the size of our state allows us to do that. And frankly, we just need to have the ability to do that stuff. And we've got leadership now in North Dakota that's I think excited about doing that. And we just need the opportunity.
The tax reform bill you mentioned that passed did pass with the repeal of the individual mandate, which I consider to be there's a lot of really bad things in Obamacare, but the most un-American was the idea that somehow, no, you will have insurance, and if you don't, we will penalize you. And actually had that held up by a Supreme Court decision of all things was pretty amazing. But it's gone now. What are the North Dakota impacts as a result of that?
Well, I think to back up a little bit, the goal of the mandate piece was to get people to buy insurance, right? I mean, that was the ultimate, the underlying goal, whether you like it or not, was to essentially force people into the insurance marketplace to then, you know, get the young, healthy folks into the marketplace to help offset, you know, some of the sicker population. That didn't work. Frankly, you know, our citizens can do math. And so a $600 penalty versus a $1,200 a month premium fee, that's some pretty simple math. They're willing to pay that penalty. So essentially what we did is what the ACA did was it drove premiums up to the point where they're unaffordable. So now you can't buy health insurance because you can't afford it. And oh, by the way, we're going to penalize you again on top of that. So
I just want to stop there for a second.
Sure.
That doesn't surprise anybody, does it?
No.
That a penalty of $600 would be preferable to a $1,200 a month, impact from forcing you to buy insurance. So you're gonna pay. Why do we ever listen to these idiots again? Why does anybody make a case to say, here, vote for this and everything is going to be fixed? All this terrible, awful, horrible situation of people coming into healthcare institutions and not paying their bill, is going to be fixed. Everything will be great. We should never listen to them again when they propose a solution because they've been proven horribly wrong here, haven't they?
Well, and I think, again, it goes to show that, one size fits all solutions generally don't work across our country. It's tough to make those square pegs fit into round holes for everywhere. And so the intention behind the mandate didn't work. And so, you've heard a lot of, I think, some, sky is falling. This is going to lead to the collapse of everything and the ACA is going to be done. I guess my opinion is it was on life support even prior to this year. At the end of last year, as we went through the rate making process and went through the open enrollment phase, the ACA is on life support. The individual marketplace is on life support as it is. You look at Iowa, Oklahoma, Nebraska, they have one carrier in that marketplace, and they're charging, their premium increases went up about 60%. So the reality is if we don't have health care reform in this next year, I'm not sure there's an individual marketplace in 2019 regardless, with or without a mandate. So to me, the mandate piece was, I don't think it has as a big of impact as some people are saying. I think the structure of Obamacare is what's bringing it down. And, to incentivize young, healthy people to get into healthcare, you need to have plans that are affordable and make sense. And that's what we can deliver here at the state.
Interesting. John, keep up the good work. Keep us posted in 2018 if we can get the word out on anything, okay?
Thanks, Scott. Anytime.
John Gottfried, your state tax insurance commissioner, on What's on Your Mind with some good info there. Back to your calls after this on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You guys should be able to play Jingle Bells, too, because that started out as a bar race leave. You guys have a good one. Jingle, jingle,
jingle all the way. I'm not sure what he said it started out as, but it's Christmas music, and we're on record as saying we do Christmas music through January 6th, because that is the epiphany. Very important date in the Christian calendar around the world. That's what January 6th is. This is actually the 12th day of Christmas, see? Is the epiphany. So we're gonna stay in the Christmas spirit.
So Jingle Bells is a Christmas song then?
I don't know. It's the Christmas season. You hear Jingle Bells, but yeah, it's not exactly a holy night. I'll give you that.
I mean, what's next? Grandma got run over by a reindeer? Really?
That doesn't
or
do it
this?
For me. Oh, no.
Is this a Christmas song?
Oh, please. Oh. It's a good time for me to tell you about High Plains Apache. When you spray as much as you do, you need support from guys who know spray application. And I'm here to tell you, nobody knows spray application like the good guys at High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service. Wow. Full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including the best of the best, Apache self-propelled sprayers. HighPlainsApache.com is one place you can browse this instant. Or you can just get in the pickup and head over to the Mandan location or the Frontier location, which is I-29, exit 60 south of Fargo on I-29. Call them in Mandan, 701-663-2375. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. So later today, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be in the Oval Office, along with his wife, Chris, their son, Abel, for a heart-to-heart conversation with the President of the United States about the 2018 race that arguably is top three. It started as top 10. I've now heard people describe it as the race. The race in the United States Senate. And we've been party to this conversation probably longer than anybody and more in depth than anybody, because Congressman Cramer is gracious to grant us an hour every week on the Talk Radio Town Hall. And rarely has this question not come up over the last year on one of the programs. And I will paraphrase what Congressman Cramer has shared, gratitude that people, you know, would like him to run for that seat. But at the same time, a sincere love and appreciation for the post he currently has. And so it's a challenging question. It isn't a slam dunk easy, oh yeah, I'm going to go do this. If you pressed me today, I would say it's likely, given the fact that it's risen to an Oval Office meeting, to try and convince Congressman Cramer that this is the right thing to do. You know, he has shared with us that the conversation that he had previously where the president called him, right, and said, let's get this tax reform bill passed and let's get you in that Senate race. And Congressman Cramer said, I like the House race. I mean, I like the House. I like what I'm doing. I said, well, we need you in the Senate. What do you think he'll do? What will happen in that conversation today? I would guess most of the conversation will focus on not Kevin, but probably on Chris and Abel. Because really there are, you know, family factors here, and you're not going to do this unless your family. Because, look, what I just said, this is top three races in the country. This will not be like running for the United States House, as he's done a couple of times now, or for Public Service Commission, as he did several times before. This will be a whole new level of intensity and scrutiny and everything else. All of which I think he's fine with. I just think he loves what he's doing. So, how do you see the conversation going, Todd? If I'm Donald Trump, Kevin, let's make this announcement. Let's do this. And you're Kevin Cramer. What do you say?
Okay.
Because he's the commander-in-chief and the president of the United States.
Well, right. I mean, you're going to draw a line in the sand there if you're Kevin Cramer? No.
You can't say no.
Heck, even Heidi Eichamp didn't do that. Doesn't mean she didn't draw a line in the sand later, but.
Didn't do what? She said no to the president on tax reform. One of the reasons I think it'll be tougher for her to get reelected.
Did she say no to him, or did she say no later?
Well,
seems to be the kind that'll say, sure, whatever, and then go back and do whatever you're going to do.
In the end, she didn't vote for tax reform.
And, right.
Spent some time suggesting that she was open to it when it didn't look like she, you know, did anything of the sort. I wouldn't want to be her right now, though. I'm telling you, there's a lot of incredible things going on. Look at the New York Times, what they're saying. Front page of the New York Times talking about all the optimism that's out there because of this tax bill. Gates City Bank, very well-respected bank, all across North Dakota, handing out $1,000 bonus checks to their employees as a result of the tax plan. Right here in North Dakota, that kind of impact. Imagine the ripple effect of that in 2018. And there's so much more. If you're Heidi Eichamp and you open the paper and you read those stories, you got to want to just hide under the desk. because you voted against that. You made the argument against that. Yowzer, 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 yowzer. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, friends. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.